Welcome to the Mary Gostolo Girl Ahead podcast, the weekly unique insight into luxury hospitality around the world by those who know it best. Brought to you by JetX, the world's favorite private aviation company.
Ben Trodd has seen the ops side. He's seen sales and marketing on a global scale. He is a globalist. And interestingly, after many years with Four Seasons, and very high-profile years they were too, he moved on to Amman. I can't wait to chat with him. Ben, who are you, actually?
Oh, it's so great to talk to you again, Mary. I think after this amount of time, you should know who I am. My name is Ben Trodd. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Amman Resorts. But you and I have known each other in many different ways for a long period of time.
Yes, but I think I want to know what you do now. What does a COO do? It sounds incredibly grand, is it?
It's certainly incredibly exciting, and an exciting new move for me, something I've moved into just in the last 6 months. But my job role is to be responsible for the operation of all Amman resorts currently under development and operating all over the world. So multifaceted for sure, but looking after everything from our employee brand throughout to our commercial brand, and of course our very important relationships we have with both investors and owners of our properties all over the world.
Oh my goodness. So let's talk owners first, because many people kind of cringe when the word owners comes up. You have owners in different countries, different kinds of owners. What's the secret, do you think, for getting on with owners?
Well, we have a very careful process that we go through when we're looking at putting together any partnership. And this is a business partnership to create a fantastic resort somewhere in the world. And we make sure that the two agendas of the parties are very much aligned. So we work with a great group of owners. They do come from different backgrounds, without any doubt, with different agendas and different goals. But they need to align very carefully to what Amman are trying to achieve. Understand what we are as a brand and who we are as a brand. And then we just make sure we put together a very, very strong business partnership over a long period of time. Obviously, a lot of our resorts have been around for a long time, you know, 10, 20 years. And it's important we have those long relationships.
This means that the owners who've been with you from a very long time back must be getting quite mature. I don't want to use the word old. What's the difference between those established owners who've been with you for a couple of decades and today's owners, do you think?
I think obviously when the company was first created back in 1988, there was a group of owners that were very passionate about particular destinations, sometimes individual owners of particular properties. And as time goes on and we expand the company, the profile becomes a little bit more varied. So we have now funds that own hotels as well as individual companies. And of course, still some very passionate individuals that really believe in a particular destination. And frankly, have been a big part in partnering with us to create a destination and bring travelers to it from all over the world.
I am thinking of one owner who must be nameless, not of an Amman resort, I hasten to say, in a city hotel, whose wife always wanted to get involved, whose wife came round every Saturday and changed all the cushions in the lobby. Do you try and have a pact whereby owners don't become too involved?
No, I think it's a careful balance. As I said, we need passion. Our industry is based on passion, and we are in the hospitality industry. So we are there to focus on our customers. A lot of our owners actually have fantastic insight into the needs and desires of some of our customers. So we try to take those things into account. But of course, the brand has a very distinct vision, always has had a very distinct vision. And it's important that we partner all those different parts of insights into, you know, what we need to do as a company to drive the company forward.
Ben, I'm really interested in going forward. How far ahead do you all look today? Because needs are changing. People now want far more in the way of personal enhancement. They expect the whole ESG sustainability echo to be an essential part of a hotel stay, of a resort stay. That was not the same in general a few years ago. How far ahead do you all look when you're planning a new resort?
Well, if you look at some of our new properties that are under development now, we have a very strong pipeline, and those take us right through until 2027, 2028. So typically this sort of 5 to 7 year period of developing a property is very normal now in the industry. So we need to be able to look a long way ahead. I think what's changed in the industry is that we now have the opportunity to gather great insights, research, really create some very, very careful strategy based on those insights going forward. So we can, for example, really understand the needs of the customer that will be heading to that particular destination, to understand the demographic of that customer, to really understand where they come from, what they're looking for. And we can really not only create programming, so the actual guest experience on property, but also in some cases, the physical design and layout of the property itself is based on a lot of that insight gathering and that intelligence, if you like, that really says, we're going to put the customer at the center of everything we're doing, and we're going to drive our product and our service offering back with the customer-centric approach.
So we have data coming in now. Do we have AI coming in to help you assess? Let's say you're doing a city hotel in Paris. I'm just putting this up and you're smiling. But supposing you're going to start something in Paris and it'll be 8 years ahead. You're using every tool you can get to assess what somebody going to Paris in 8-9 years time, what that person is going to want.
Yeah, there's a multitude of different indicators that you can look at, you know, things like the changes in wealth patterns around the world, the changes in travel channels around the world. So we can look and see where are people starting to travel, what's important to them. We can look and see how cities are growing. And we can start to look at the demographic that is going to those cities to say, okay, this has a certain focus on, for example, diplomatic and international travel. This has a certain focus on leisure travel. This has a certain focus on families. And then make sure that the programming meets that. There's also, of course, though, as you just said, it's a long time in advance. So part of that is also to make sure that we have some flexibility to adapt as we get nearer to those opening dates, to really think particularly about the guest experience, because you know, that is a long time in life to look at changes in trends and to see what people are really focused on.
Whereas in the past, if they were building a cathedral, it might take 200, 300 years or more, and changes wouldn't be that apparent along the way. Yes, it takes a longish time to develop something, but at the same time, everything, like fashion, is changing so quickly today, and you do have to be able to pivot like a London taxi very, very quickly. And then you have coming into the equation this new sibling, Janu. Tell us about Janu. What is Janu?
So Janu is the sister brand to Aman, and obviously the meaning in Sanskrit is soul. And it's a really designed to be a visionary hotel. It's a residence brand. It's also a lifestyle brand that the Aman Group have created. And I think it's really to provide a slightly different focus than the typical Aman property. Whereas the Aman property may be known for, you know, really quiet seclusion and that real sense of privacy, Janu is, I think, going to develop a much more dynamic and sociable experience. So, for example, in one of our city hotels where typically our food and beverage outlets would really be catered towards the hotel guest and perhaps the guest of the Aman Club in that location, Janu will be very much open to the public. So when we open Janu in Tokyo, which is about 8 weeks away, really exciting for us to open that property, there are 7 different food and beverage outlets there that are all open to the public and really designed to create this strong sense of community.
How does this work from a security viewpoint? Because when a restaurant is more geared to hotel or resort guests, you don't have to worry about, oh, there are people from outside coming into the property. I'm thinking of Aman Tokyo, for instance, where it does feel like a club going to the restaurant. If you've got 7 outlets at the sibling property, in the same city with people coming in and out from outside as intended, do you have to put in extra security?
Yes, for sure. There's no doubt that's changed the profile of how we operate as a company. Obviously, that's something that the industry is very used to catering towards and being able to control access and to make sure our guests are absolutely the safest they possibly can be. So it has changed some of our design standards, changed some of our technology, you know, our approach to technology and how we use that within our properties, and also changed some of the training methods that we use for our staff to make sure that we have a different type of awareness and that we really just control spaces. But very much something that the rest of the hospitality industry has been used to working within. It's definitely an evolution for our brand as we've started to go into that more sort of open environment, if you like.
I'm getting the picture that Janu is going to be a little bit more lively, a little bit more noisy, not necessarily younger, but much more interactive. People looking for those around them more. How does this affect the whole staffing side?
Certainly from a training perspective, a very different approach to that. Of course, we are very, very focused on intuitive service. We've always had the highest numbers of sort of staff to guest ratios. So it's certainly added to the pressure to evolve some of our training to allow that to happen. And also to really just keep focused on the guest. I think, you know, it's interesting you say it's a different, you know, it's our sister brand. It doesn't necessarily mean that a guest won't stay at both the Janu property and an Aman property. So when it comes to our guest recognition and the efforts we make to make sure our guests feel very valued as a member of our brand, that will go across both brands, absolutely. And I can see a time when a guest will perhaps be in Tokyo for business meetings with a group of colleagues and wanting a very lively environment during the week, and then as they get towards the weekend and they want that sense of peace and that sense of serenity, would perhaps go to Aman in Tokyo for that for the weekend.
So a little bit quieter. You mentioned the Aman clubs earlier. Now, are there actually Aman clubs other than in New York?
Yes, so we currently have under development the Aman club concept in a few of our different locations. So that exists both in Aman Tokyo right now and also in Nai Lert, our new property that's opening in Bangkok. So that will have an Aman club to it as well, as will Miami and Beverly Hills. So very much a part of the city properties going forward, and in some certain cases, possibly in some of our resorts as well.
And will Janu have clubs?
Not in the same way as the Aman club, no. That's something that will be exclusive to Aman properties.
Aman has masses of products that you can buy, the lifestyle that you mentioned. I'm sure that in a few years' time, you'll be wearing Aman from top to toe. You're smiling right now. I adore the Aman skincare, for instance. Are we going to see Janu having the same product?
Not in the same way that Aman does, no. I mean, as you just mentioned, we've been through a really exciting journey and an expansion with the Aman Essentials line, both in the clothing side, the small leather goods, and the skincare lines, which have obviously become really, you know, really renowned across the world. Our fine jewelry collection as well is something that you'll see more and more of. And actually, we just did a very exciting pop-up at one of our resort locations over the festive season as well. So you'll see a lot more of the Aman Essentials side of the business, as well as Aman Interiors, which has just launched at Design Miami in December. So you'll have the opportunity also to look at particular pieces of furniture, and they were all actually designed. They're really, really beautiful, but designed by Kengo Kuma, and definitely worth having a look at.
You're going to be doing everything. You're going to be looking after an Aman family from the moment a baby is born into the family right through life at this stage. And Janu is obviously going to have its own life. I'm going to be bold and say, any more brands coming along, Ben?
There is certainly an opportunity for us to consider another brand, but at the moment we're certainly focusing on launching our first Janu property in 8 weeks' time. So that will be the first priority, along with the existing Aman pipeline, which is also pretty aggressive when you look at what else we have coming up. So yes, there will be potential for another brand down the line, but right now we have a few other things going on, so that's exciting for us.